All right, there you have it. That's the end of this episode with Guardian Dads. I just want to tell Miss Kelly Smith, thank you so much for being on the podcast, and I really appreciate you guys being such a big fans of the show, as you and your husband were the first ones to like and comment on our show, and it was just an absolute privilege to have you on, and it was just an awesome weekend getting to hang out with you guys and meet with you guys, and thank you for being able to share your experience in racing with us and actually get me and the friends that I brought out with us to go road racing, as I think we had a fantastic weekend. So thanks again, guys, for everybody for listening. Please continue to share it with your friends. And if you have any comments or suggestions, please just let us know at CardingDads.com or on our Facebook page, Carding Dads. All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Carding Dads. In this episode, we have our very first podcast guest. I would like to introduce you guys to the world famous Miss Kelly Smith.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much.
Not a problem.
Famous.
So right now we are actually sitting here at Roebling Road Raceway. It's a nice night. It's going to be actually colder than anticipated, but it's all good. So we came to my first road racing event, which is something you are pretty familiar with,
oh,
right?
Yes, this is, I've been doing it for 26 years.
Oh my God, that's almost older than I am.
Shut up. That's just not right.
Yeah, so your husband has been racing for quite a while.
He started racing when he was 12. And then he stopped racing when he was 18 and went into the military.
Oh, nice.
And then when he got out, about a year after he got out, he got back into it. So that's a long time.
You've been a big supporter for his karting for how many years?
26 years.
26 years. And you have a daughter that also raced?
Yes, I do. Or we do. Yeah, she started racing when she was 10, and she took out a fence.
Ooh. I just did that for the first time last weekend,
that's
actually.
That's what I heard. Yeah. Some little dings on the cart there.
A little bit.
But she kind of stepped away for it. For about 3 years, and then she decided that she wanted to try dirt, and that's where she really did well. So it was fun.
Well, that's cool. So not only, so you guys are pretty well diversified, I guess I would say, in karting through not only oval racing, but dirt racing, asphalt, circles,
yes. Yes.
Road racing, sprint racing.
The sprint racing's newer for us. So going to Ocala, that's been a new kind of thing. He likes the open, big tracks.
I
like the big open tracks. So you got more time in between. So that 30-minute race, you got time to get everything fixed. You don't have to listen to the yelling of, this isn't working right.
Yes, I get it.
We got to hurry up and get this done. So we've had many times of, you need to change the gear, or, you know, grab this gear and help me get some air in the tires. And so I've done a lot of that. So
so you are the kind of the crew chief that sits behind and says, oh, no, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. I'm the one. That's right.
All right. That's cool. So when you go to these tracks, do you hang out with, like, other wives or like, this is my first road course event, and I'm definitely, besides, you know, Jorge and Miguel, we're definitely the youngest ones here.
Yeah.
not saying anything, you know, too bad about it, but yeah, we are the, you know, kind of the youngest ones here. So
yeah, I think Quincy and those guys are like the dying old breed.
No, this has been a really cool event. So right now we're at the Southern Kart Club event at Roebling, and I've driven this track I don't know how many times with cars, but the first time ever in a kart. And being nose to tail with five or six other karts, going through all these turns, full speed, which was, you know, a whopping 67 miles an hour. But when you're this close to the ground and you're this close in racing, you know, kind of lap times are relevant.
Yeah.
When it comes to the thrill of, holy moly, this is actually happening. This is crazy.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, it's enjoyable to watch when you're in a group.
And I'm not sore. My hands don't hurt. My ribs don't hurt. My back doesn't hurt. So yeah, it's like, as you know, coming from cars to carts, this is definitely a trip I'm glad I took.
I'm glad you seem like you're enjoying it, and everybody else seems like they're having a really good time, and I'm glad that you guys are having fun. Hopefully you'll come to some other bigger tracks.
Yeah, no, you guys talked us into this, and you and your husband were the first people to like our podcast, so it's really cool. Like, this has come full circle.
Yeah,
to
it's really neat,
you know,
isn't
bring
it?
Us to a road course track, and then, you know, be the first guest on our show. To me, it's an honor to have you.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm glad you guys came. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, it's been.
So do you think you'll do this again?
Oh yeah, I think so. I was hoping to get Dad on the track today, but we went through so many different mechanical failures for the first time pretty
tomorrow.
Much ever.
Tomorrow. It's another day.
If they have an office run tomorrow, maybe we'll stick around and do it.
You gotta stick around just so he can go out and enjoy it. So yeah, he can see the comparison.
Yes. That's one thing I'd like to do is get him on there. And you know, the group that we're hanging out with, John Morris, Miguel, and Jorge.
The Rowdy Boys.
The Rowdy Boys, or is what Quincy likes to call them, George with a J. You know, and my dad, you know, we're here just having a good time, and it's just, I don't think the weather right now could cooperate any better. Yes, we had a little bit of a rain shower, but it's going to be cold. I don't do cold, and 40 degrees
me
is really cold, and you guys are, like, used to snow and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't like cold. I'm old. I'm old.
Oh, jeez.
But no, we've been at tracks where it's been snowing. So,
what?
Yeah.
And you still raced?
In Gateway, yeah.
That sounds horrible.
We were in St. Louis probably about 15 years ago, and it was in April, and it started snowing. And that was, it was very cold, very, very cold. I was hiding behind tires to keep the wind, the big round tires that they had at the entrance of the track and stuff. I'm hiding behind that to keep the wind off of me and the snow away. So
I have never even seen snow.
Really?
100% true.
You're not missing anything.
It looks so cool on TV.
It is pretty. It is pretty.
I'm one of those guys who, when I wake up, I can get up, get out of bed, make my coffee, pack my lunch, and be out the door in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine having to wake up an extra hour earlier to shovel snow and all that. No, man. Homie doesn't do that.
And see, in the north, they don't close things down. Compared to, like, Tennessee, if it snows, they close down everything. So it doesn't matter. School still continues. It has to be a blizzard. You can't see anything, a complete whiteout, for them to close anything.
That sounds horrible.
But, you know, when you're a kid, that's great. So you don't have to go to school. But we've been to tracks where it started off nice, and we've had to go to the store and buy clothes because we don't have enough warm clothes with us. So we've had that happen several times, too.
So, like, tonight, we didn't pack any clothes for 40 degrees, and you had to go to the store and get a sweatshirt.
Yep.
And it was on sale, though, right?
Yeah, it was. I'm a bargain shopper.
Oh, yeah. I think every woman that I know is a bargain shopper.
Yeah.
So, when you're not busy working on Quincy's carts or going to the track with your husband, what do you do for fun or as a hobby?
I work on farmhouse signs and make flags and all kinds of stuff. A lot of crafting.
Good. Do you have a website?
Well,
or are you working on one?
Working on one. We do have one from when we did dirt racing with SR Graphics. That's when we would do the decals for the go-karts, the full-body go-karts. But since we're not in the dirt, we don't really do a whole lot with that. But, yeah, I think Emmanuel needs to do my website.
Emmanuel.
Yeah. I think that would work out really well.
Yeah, possibly.
The
I don't see why.
Tech guru.
Yes, the tech guru, the guy who helps you with all this stuff. Now, Emmanuel right now is down in Sebring. He is doing an event with NASA Florida. He wishes he could be here, but he is instructing comp school and getting new guys into road racing, which is really cool. It's a good event.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, so he wants to be here, and he's been texting us to see how everyone's doing. And he left his house this morning, and he's like, I think I'm just going to go north instead of go south. We're like, yeah, we'd like to have you up here north. And he's like, no, I got to go.
Well, we miss him. We miss him not being here. So, miss you, Emmanuel.
All right. So, other than that, it looks like the cold weather's starting to come in, and it's getting late, and there's a nice high school band playing in the background, which I guess Georgia plays football on Saturday nights and not Friday
nights.
I'm
guessing maybe a homecoming?
Maybe. But their band's good.
Yeah. We could go crash it. Maybe you could load the go-karts up and you can have a little parade or something.
Yeah, so are you ready for tomorrow? Do you have any plans for tomorrow on the race on how we can slow down Quincy so the rest of us can get in front of him?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
All right, well, the Ruiz brothers, I'm sure they're scheming.
They're plotting.
Up. Yeah,
they're plotting.
Yeah, they didn't want to hang out with us tonight because they were like, oh, no, we can't hang out with them because we got to go home and do research and develop stuff and all that other nonsense.
Yeah, I told Quincy, I was like, we should have went and got a whiteboard. I used to use a whiteboard all the time and mark the times on it just so you guys would feel
That would drive Jorge or George with a J crazy because this is a guy who is just absolutely fanatic about numbers.
Yes, he is.
And it was just like, okay, that's a weakness on him. I am going to push his buttons on these numbers. It's like somehow, I guess last night we tricked them to going out in 9 pounds. I thought maybe they knew we were just joking. But obviously, they didn't.
They went out 9 pounds. They did learn something, though. They learned about punching tires. So, you know, that was something they did learn. So,
no, it was a great event. And the race kind of got a little crazy with the rules and everything with how these races start compared to what we're used to. So me and Jorge and John Morris took off when we shouldn't have. And then it's just Miguel and Quincy who, like, I guess, paid attention to how the flag's supposed to work.
I wish I would have been down there to at least stop you. A lot of the other races that we've been to, there's usually not just the flag person, but there's another person that is actually holding their hands out telling you, do not go. You know, so that makes it a bad day. You know, you do such a good run. But then,
yeah, Jorge and I had a very good run. We thought we were first and second the whole race, but obviously we were last and second and last the whole race.
I think I could see you guys grinning from ear to ear through your helmets.
Yeah, no, we were having a good time and it was a blast. And, you know, my dad was over on the pit wall letting us know how much space we had. And Jorge's wife, she was here, which was nice meeting her. She's
very sweet.
Yes, she was a nice woman. She helped us also with the spacing and how many minutes we had. But yeah, we ended up getting DQ'd, and that was kind of a bummer. I know it's still eating at Jorge because he thought he had the win. And I thought I had the win to the final turn when I ran out of fuel, but that's a whole different side note.
Tomorrow is a new day.
Tomorrow is a new day, and we had a little complications towards the end with the cart, with my cart at least, and we got that fixed before the sun went down, and I am super excited. I can't wait to go back out there tomorrow.
It's going to be fun watching you guys tomorrow, especially if you guys are all lined up and just...
Yeah, I think the five of us, I'm hoping that the five of us
are
kind of separate and, you know,
I think it's going to be fun.
Because... Now that John's cart's running, and John led a couple laps on the last, or led, you know, Jorge and I, which we thought we were all first, second, third, but we weren't. So he led some laps, and then Miguel and Quincy were running almost the same exact lap time. So you had five people within a tenth or two for multiple laps. It's going to be a crazy race tomorrow. It's going to be a crazy race.
It looked like John had his figured out in the last practice of the night. So I don't know what happened to him during the race to begin with. He just lost complete power.
So I think his valves were too loose.
Oh, okay.
And so it just robbed him of power. And so Miguel, who pretty much was the mechanic worker this weekend, not only the racer.
Not only the mechanic, he's also the comedian.
He's the comedian. He's the joker of the group. He's a guy that you can't trust to a certain point.
But he is fun to take to a track because he's quite the entertainer.
Yeah, if you're having a bad day, you bring him around and it'll cheer you up.
Yep, definitely.
So, yeah, I couldn't thank those guys enough. I blew my motor up on the second lap of the race, or of the practice session, and luckily they lived close by and went and got us, brought me another motor, or bottom end of a motor, and put my head on top of that. And again, I thought I was leading 14 of the 16 laps, but obviously I wasn't.
But you looked good. You looked good.
So no, I couldn't thank them enough for their help and support. So other than that, Ms. Kelly Smith, I appreciate you joining my show.
Thank you.
And welcome to the Carding Dads podcast.
Well, thank you.
It's
very
been
much.
Great.
I've had fun.
All right. Well, you take care, and let's go racing tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.